All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Interviews. We've got Revy back, and of course, it is our Halloween horror month, but, you know, so there's horror stuff in the background. It's, you know, instead of the normal, like, Mushroom Kingdom Fusion or whatever the hell, but yeah, it's all horror games. I've been playing a lot. This is Tormented Souls, very good if you like Resident Evil and Silent Hill, but it's much more Resident Evil, and you'll notice that. Fun game. All right, anyway, we've got Revy here from, oh man, sorry, my mind is...
Revy Innovations.
Yeah, Revy Innovations, but also from SpinningRobotPussy.com. Remember, you can get a Spinning Robot Pussy there if you don't have one. Great Halloween gift, you know. I know a lot of guys like to get their waifus the Halloween, costumes.
Stick your finger in this hole.
Costumes and stuff like that. You know. Also, we're...
eyes. Like, most of them don't order the weird eyes, but we, like, there's a whole bunch of weird eyes that you can get for the follow me eyes.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about the weird follow me eyes, where the doll's eyes look like they're looking at you. It's the craziest thing. It's cool. I like how it's done, but it's pretty crazy. If you want a Halloween effect for your doll, you can do that. And don't forget, our guest from last time is against men having sex toys of any kind. So if you want to give her the middle finger and that kind of thing, go ahead and buy your spinning robot pussy. So there you go. All right. Anyway, you're going to talk to us about something that isn't really doll or robot related, but something that you've been a part of for most of your life. And I didn't even really know about it. Basically, Revy texted or sent me an email and said that you had been a part of the Elite. And we've been talking about the Elite quite a bit. I mean, of course, I talked to Empress about that, and there's other articles and things we've covered. And while you did say there are no sex dungeons that you know of, there are some really interesting things that you told me that you needed to address when it comes to the global Elite, or the Elite that you know, rather. So just go ahead and get started and
I think first thing to go over is like what my credentials are and what actual Elite circles I've been in. So my parents are fairly wealthy. They are first generation wealthy, meaning they grew up in, we'll just say, poverty, and they built themselves up.
Okay.
But they are definitely up there. My parents are not like business moguls or politicians. I think most of my family's wealth comes from my dad, and he is, I'll just call him a professional.
Okay.
So similar to the way I'm an engineer, and I'm a very skilled engineer, and I've built, I'm also like financially savvy, and I've built a business around my engineering skills.
Sure.
My dad has his own professional skill that he's built a business around.
Okay, so you just consider him a businessman.
He has a professional skill. I'll give a bunch of things he could be.
Okay.
So he could be a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant.
Okay.
Or, you know, those high prestige, high income professions.
Absolutely.
He was one of those.
Okay.
That having been said, we're also significantly wealthier than the typical professional. This is a theme that I've noticed. Rich people aren't actually like CEOs of businesses,
right?
Or like politicians. They're usually mostly doctors and lawyers.
Yeah.
Or at least that's my definition of rich. So I went to a elite private school.
Okay.
If you've watched Spy X Family, it's basically that school. So it is the most elite private school in that part of the world.
Wow.
With a long history of politicians coming out of it. The school was very strong in the social sciences hence the politicians, they were not so strong in engineering, which I was pretty salty about. But anyway, elite school, lots of long history of politicians. Basically, if you were rich and successful, you sent your kid to this school. So that is private school. And then after that, I went off to college. In college, I would say there is much less influence of being rich. There are some specific situations in which being rich does help you. But generally speaking, once you get into college, it's like nobody cares. Like being rich doesn't actually separate you from like normal people. It's pretty much just merit-based. But once you climb high enough in academia, you do see academics do some things that you would typically expect out of the rich, namely the parties. But, so that is, those are the rich elite environments that I've been in. I've also, I am an ethnic minority, and I have relatives in the home country, but I've also seen stuff go on in the home country. And definitely it's much more nepotistic than it is here. So that those are my qualifications. That's my definition of rich. I'm going to elaborate on what I consider to be rich, which is at this elite private school, most of the parents were either doctors or lawyers. Obviously, doctors or lawyers with good financial skill, but they were pretty much doctors and lawyers. And there were a couple business people here and there, but mainly doctors and lawyers. So when you're talking about the rich, most rich people aren't like, most rich people are workaholics. That's how they got to be rich.
Right.
And they typically have one of those very high prestige professions.
So you did say that there were some things about the rich that, again, that we wouldn't have. Like, you did say there was a possibility that some of them have bought degrees and things like that. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm misreading that.
I've done it myself.
Oh.
and I can go into that. It's not as bad as you're thinking.
Okay.
But it is an interesting advantage of being rich. But anyways, let's go back and let's... I've never seen the sex parties things. I'm going to go through a bunch of things that you think rich people do that I have never seen.
Okay.
And I'm also going to explain why I don't believe these things.
Okay.
So first, the sex parties. I'm not sure if, what was it, Starless?
Yeah.
Is a good representation. I'm pretty sure it's just fiction.
Okay.
Most rich people, there is a certain amount of intergenerational wealth. Most rich people are self-made, but there is a certain amount of, like, we do inherit something. And the thing that we inherit, the money is part of it, but the main advantage to being born to wealthy parents, the thing you inherit is primarily how they became wealthy. And so, and obviously, what I inherited from my parents was my dad's method of earning wealth, which is to have a high income skill and then build a business around that. And that's what I inherited. So there are a lot of strong family values, a lot of like valuing growth and personal improvement over hedonism. And what I'm trying to get at is most wealthy families that manage to keep their wealth across multiple generations are conservative in their personal lives. Now, they may be liberal in public, sure, but regards to their own family, they're very conservative. And as far as I know, I've never seen any, like, crazy sex shit. How you said by rich people.
Wow.
Most rich people are very conservative, which you wouldn't be very surprised. I mean, most schools in the public are liberal, but you go to, like, a private school, it's like people are conservative. And I'll be surprised.
Right.
I'm kind of an exception in terms of my degeneracy. My parents did not take well to me being gay. Put it that way.
Okay.
I haven't seen Sex Dungeons. or anything.
I mean, like I said, but that you know of, like, you don't know if there's any, like...
Yeah. I'm also doubtful of it because it's a very risky activity.
Right.
And, like, doing... Like, if there are rich people that are sexual deviants, they'll generally keep it very down low.
Right. Oh, of course.
And they wouldn't do anything that would... They wouldn't do anything that would involve large numbers of people.
Okay. Okay.
Like, that would be way too risky for them.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
Like, rich people are very risk averse. Because there's no reason for us to take risk.
Right.
Yeah. There's also no, like, if we want to buy, here's another interesting observation. If we want, there's a certain amount of, like, me personally being rich, there is a certain amount of, like, since I have more money than I do time,
right,
I would be more prone to either buying sex or, I generally don't, because, right, like, it's not satisfying to me, but, like, let's put it this way. If you're rich, it's not hard for you to get girls.
Right.
Like, there's no need to resort to any kind of crazy shit.
Right.
Like, you can attract women basically on pure, like, just, like, letting them know you're rich.
But, I mean, but at the same time, there are definitely these, like, I mean, cartels and things with these rich people that own, you know, and even in Russia, there's things like that as well. I mean, there's definitely girls that get trafficked and sold, and there are these mansions and things. So, I mean, maybe what you're saying is most rich people aren't like that, but there are some, very few, and they're maybe got their money from maybe not a, I guess you could say, not a respectable means to get money, like it was more crime, something like that, maybe a crime family. So maybe it's something like that, because there are definitely crime families, I mean, with mansions and things like that. And they've done several documentaries on there where they've had mansions full of trafficked girls and things. So that's probably what the Empress was talking about. But what I do like is that you've pretty much shown a light and saying, hey, you know, I'm rich. I know a lot of people that are. And most of the people that I know personally that have got their money from respectable, hardworking means do not do the starless shit, basically. They're hardworking individuals. If they party, it's probably very boring.
And so that's the next thing. These parties, like, there was that politician that, like, there was some Democrat that was, like, pro-quarantine, and then they hosted some party or right, some shit.
Right.
Like, apparently that's the thing. I've never... I'm kind of skeptical of that. I can think maybe a politician would do it, but I would be skeptical of that in my circles.
Right.
And so there's these things where you have parties and you have tons of rich people, and they sit around and, like, they drink wine.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, maids and butlers and shit. And I'm like, no, this is not a thing.
Well, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, we play, I don't know if you've seen our videos from Being a Dick, but they have basically the rich frat house, and the rich house, you know, when they do their parties, it's basically that. All the professors and things get together, and they have their wine, and it's very, very classy event.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that. I've never seen that among...
I know that, but he's...
I've never seen that among rich people, but I have seen that among academics.
Oh, okay. Among academics. All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, going back to the rich thing, there's two reasons why that isn't a thing. The first reason is that I've never seen rich people congregate unless there's a specific goal.
Okay.
So I've seen professionals congregate, like... So my father might go to a conference among other people in his profession, right?
Okay.
I personally have gone to many research conferences, and these conferences are basically places in which many people at the top of a specific field go to aggregate, and we do network, and we do present, we present our own research, and we see other people's research, and we figure out ways that we can collaborate, You know, we change, like, there is this kind of networking, but the networking is not done based on how much money your family has. The networking is done based on your qualifications and what you need in a particular discipline.
Right.
And it's a discipline specific.
Okay.
So, like, a rich doctor has nothing to gain from talking with, like, a rich lawyer.
Right.
But he does have stuff to gain from talking with other doctors, rich or not.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's not a ritual thing. It's a professional thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah. Rituals don't have the time to randomly congregate. There is one exception, though, and that has to do with their children. To a certain extent, there's number one. There is at private school conferences, we might be going to something that would be like, this is a, which school should we send our kids to? Like, which private school should we send our kids to? That might be a reason why rich people will congregate.
Right.
The other thing is, and this will be done on much smaller things, but it's more like, and I've never seen this happen in the West, but I'm sure this happens in the home country. And it sort of happened in my personal life, where my parents and other, so we say, professional parents have gone together and we're like, my kid isn't shacked up yet, your kid isn't shacked up yet, let's get our kid shacked up. And I'm like, and I'm like hiding my MGTOW power level. but that might be another reason why rich people will congregate, but unless there's a specific purpose to it, I've never seen rich people congregate in large numbers. Just to hang out or like network with some ambiguous purpose. There's usually a very specific goal, and it's not rich people. It's top of the field people in a specific profession that are united by being top of the field in that profession and not necessarily by their money, although I'm sure a lot of them are pretty rich.
Right. Okay. So that's interesting. So the rich people congregation thing, is it?
To
be absolutely fair, though, you know, judging on the means of Starless, she's not necessarily like the mistress and all the stuff that she does. She provides a service to these various wealthy people of fields, which is basically sex, but she's not actually, you know, it's not an academic thing. Like, these people are going over to do this thing in a way out area. It's not like they're all meeting together at some doctor's mansion or anything like that. They're going to this place way out there. Like they might, like saying some of these people might go for, and it's for a pleasure thing. It's not going for to talk or anything like that.
It's not for a pleasure either. When rich people congregate, it's not just to have fun. Like, if rich people have fun, they don't want to have fun with other rich people. They want to have fun with their own families.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I have no interest in hanging out with other rich people.
Right.
I hang out with people that are like other weebs and shit, and I don't care about their wealth.
Right.
And my parents, when they are going on vacation, they take our family, and that's it. Like, fuck everyone else.
Right. Well,
we don't do it for recreational purposes either. It's only professional.
I'd be like saying that's why Chet was the work of fact.
Well, you know, that was based on those Hollywood parties. That Hollywood's a different thing.
I have no idea what happens in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is,
Hollywood is a completely different entity. So if they're doing that kind of stuff in Hollywood, that's a completely different. No, what I'm saying is there's a lot of evidence and things. People have actually been to those. That's a different situation.
They got a West Hollywood.
Yeah, that's Hollywood. That's different. We're not talking about prestige. Like what you're talking about is rich people, again, hardworking, that have, you know, they've... I want to use Mark Zuckerberg as a... I don't like the guy, but when I listened to him talking with Joe Rogan, basically his mindset was pretty much everything that I would kind of think a rich person, like wealthy people, are interested in.
Like, he was constantly goal-oriented. That's one thing he was talking about. Well, we're doing this. We want to do this. We want to have this going. Like, he reminded me a lot of talking with you. He was just on the ball. He knew everything. Like, every topic that Joe threw at him, he could answer in the most technical, proficient manner you could possibly, you could imagine. And, you know, and that was it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I consider rich people to be. And of course, he said he was very active. He wanted to, I mean, he's talking about, you know, hey, I'm, you know, climbing mountains and, you know, surfboarding and all this other kinds of things. Like, he'll go out to an island that he has and surfboards and stuff. And I guess, like, a lot of wealthy people would do things like that, travel the world and see certain things and go on these elaborate vacations. I mean, is that...
money, you can just...
Yeah. So
I mean, I travel. Our traveling is not so much limited by money, so much it is limited by time. Like, so my dad won't vacation very often because he's constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does vacation, he'll take our family. He will not vacation by himself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't think Zuckerberg does either. He probably takes his wife and children with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And now me as a single guy, obviously I go on vacation. I don't take my family. I just go alone. But I'm mostly limited by my schedule. So, like, I will not take vacations very frequently, probably, like, once every few years.
Right.
Simply because there's no time for me to, like, get away from work.
Right.
Now, if I do have time, then you're sure as hell, like, I don't give a shit about money. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, why shouldn't you? Like, I mean, if you work as much as you do, probably more than most... I mean, a lot of people don't understand how much rich people actually work or wealthy people work.
Well, that's the key to being wealthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but there's two ways about it. Like, you can't work a regular minimum wage
job and work
it constantly and be rich. But if you're doing a professional skill...
I can't do that. Like, I can stop working and just, like, run off my inheritance.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that.
Like, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you know, regular old Joe, he can't live off of... You know, like, he can't take, like, a couple, I don't know, what, $15 an hour, whatever the minimum wage is. You can't just continue to work and become, like, wealthy in that sense. You have to actually develop skills and things and do something that people, that gets people.
You need a technical skill.
Yeah, you need a technical skill, exactly.
A high-paying technical skill.
Right.
And that's one of the things I've inherited from my parents, and I think it's a very good thing to inherit, because it's like, yeah, you would think that the way it works is the first generation builds the wealth and the next generation, like, grow the existing wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, I'm perfectly capable of generating my own wealth, and my parents, like, my inheritance doesn't really mean anything to me,
mm-hmm.
because by the time I get it, I'm going to have so much money that, like, on my own skills that my inheritance doesn't matter.
It's actually a great thing.
And it's also, like, it's worth less to me because it's not money that I earned.
Right.
But, like, the other part of it is, like, you can confiscate wealth. You can't confiscate skills.
Oh, yeah.
I think the best way to maintain intergenerational wealth is not to, is to basically be like, okay, you're the next generation. Like, you better make something of yourself. Otherwise, you're not getting an inheritance. You're like, I'm only giving you the inheritance if it's, like, it actually, like, if you don't need it because you built your own wall.
Right.
But anyways.
Right.
I don't know how successful other people have been with that.
Well, there's a lot of stories that you hear where these celebrities, you know, celebrities are probably the worst case of wealth because a lot of them, they really don't know what to do with their money and they end up splurging an awful lot of money. And you find out that they spend it on drugs and booze and women and everything else. And they're poor. Like, they'll literally, oh, I'm a millionaire. Oh, I've got, you know, they'll make all this money out of a movie. And they'll spend it all on cocaine and everything else. And by the time they know it, it's over. And that happens a lot.
Yeah, they didn't grow up with...
Well,
they're about as money savvy as most people.
Right.
Once they get it, it's gone.
Right, that's the difference.
Yeah, I have no idea what happens there.
I mean,
the ritual I hang out with, we don't do that kind of shit.
Well, yeah, of course not. I mean, yeah. that's
it's a different world.
That's part of the American mindset, though. I mean, unfortunately, it really is. We have always been, like, go big or go home. And, you know, that's why everybody buys, like, the most expensive this and that. That is one thing I do want to ask you, being, you know, coming from wealth and all that. How much, like, do you necessarily have to buy a mansion? Do you have to have an expensive... I mean, are these things that you buy for... You know, like...
I used to live in a van.
Hmm?
I used to live in a van.
Oh, really?
I think I mentioned this. I lived in a van for like 3 years.
Wow.
Like, I don't give a shit.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've seen different things. I know some ritual that they get this giant fucking mansion.
Right.
I would say that generally speaking, rich people... My parents anyways... We have more money than we can spend, and we just sit on it, because we're just like,
Right.
Like, right. We don't have particularly, like, we don't drive BMWs and shit. We drive, like, I want to say, we drive higher-end cars, but not, like, BMWs and shit. Or at least my parents do. I drive a goddamn, like, I drive my work van. Like, it looks like I'm a contractor, because I still have the van.
Hey.
The van that I used to live in, I still drive it around.
Hey, it works.
And it's a beat-up van.
It works, though. I mean, you're a guy with money. You could snap your fingers right now and have the most expensive car, but you don't want it because it wouldn't be of any use to you. You'd rather have your van, and that really is a good mindset. Like, a lot of, you know, we talk a lot about red pill. That's probably one of the most red pill things that you can do. Because there's, again, so many people that want bigger and better. And we have, again, in America, we have a clout problem. Especially with young people. Oh, I've got to have the nicest car.
Yeah.
I've got to have the nicest house. I've got to have, you know, I don't have any problem with guys chasing money. But you need to, you know, do something with that money. Like you said, put it towards something that's going to mean something.
Or enrich your own life.
Yes. Like skills and something that... Yes, it's...
Yeah. So things that rich people do with their money,
mm-hmm.
on that note, we spend it on time. We buy time. Which sounds like an interesting concept. So, like... we don't necessarily have maids and stuff. I think the reason why parents don't have maids is because they don't want random people in their house.
Right.
Like, they have people that go and clean up their house, but we don't have, like, someone that, like, stays in their house.
Right.
So they'll hire people to, like, do the lawn, and they'll hire people, like, once a week so someone comes in to clean their house. But they don't have, like, someone that actually lives in them, because it's like, fuck you. When I come home, I want to see my kids. I don't want to see you. So there's that. They do buy a lot of food. I don't like it. I don't like it. They buy a lot of, like, restaurant food, which I don't like.
Restaurant food. Explain what you mean by restaurant food. You're talking about, like, you're not talking about fast food, obviously. You're talking about something you would go to a, you know, a high-class restaurant. And
It's not high-class. It's not, like, so my parents won't go to high-class restaurants either. And the reason why I don't like going to high-class restaurants,
mm-hmm.
because I can't stand the time it takes for them to make the food.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, we are a ethnic minority, so we'll go to our ethnic restaurant.
Sure.
And we'll get, like, takeout at our ethnic restaurant.
Absolutely.
That's usually what I mean by takeout. We order food, usually. And I think the reason why is because it saves the money to save the time of actually making food. I don't like ordering food.
Right.
Partly because where I live, restaurant food is taxed, whereas home-cooked food is not taxed.
Okay.
So that's the first reason. The other reason is I'm kind of a health Nazi. There's also that. I cook all my own food.
Okay.
Now, what I do is I order groceries.
Oh, yeah.
And I spend, like, a little bit extra on it, but it's, like, it saves me the trouble of actually, like, going to the grocery store, which is, you know, great. So we'll buy time like that. If there's an Uber, I've seen other people, like, there's a recent event where someone came over and they were like, oh, I got to walk home. It's going to take me, like, half an hour to walk home. And I'm like, I'm going to check out how much it is an Uber. It was like $13 on an Uber. And they were like, oh, it's $13. I was like, yeah, it's $13. So I just got them an Uber because it's like, time is money, right? And for
right,
us,
right, right. Yeah,
time I've is really, really expensive.
So much throughout.
Yeah.
I've heard so many bosses I've worked at. Time is money. Time is money. And you're telling me that that is definitely the case.
Yeah. But we'll buy time. We'll buy good health as much as you can buy good health and money. I mean, good health comes from like eating healthy and working out. You right. can't really buy good health. But so, to a certain extent, I mean, we don't.
So do you go to the yeah, gym often?
I have a workout station in my apartment.
Okay. Just like a whole.
It's one of the nice things about being rich.
Just like a home gym.
No, I have a squat bar. Oh. Yeah, you go on Amazon, right?
Uh-huh.
If you go on Amazon, you search for a squat rack on Amazon. You can get a cheap squat rack for like $200.
Yeah.
You throw in an Olympic bar, some weights, some other stuff. It adds up to like $300-$400 for like a squat rack. You could do like bench press, you know, pull ups,
yeah.
Dips.
Right, right, right.
Like squats. That lifts all that standard stuff. And I have one in my apartment. It was great.
Right.
I'm
right. So you go to the gym. I guess I'd say you're, well-looking. Like, would you consider yourself built?
I bought time. So, like, instead of going where most people have to go to the gym, I've got a squat rack, like, right here. Like, I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Like, I can just work out whenever I want. So, like I said, I buy time. And yeah, I'm pretty built.
Okay, so. So I was like, how many. So you've had women come up to you, right? And try to ask, you know, being a gay man. Have you had that happen before? Like, you know, where women would come up and ask if you were single?
I've. In retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also like kind of autistic, so I can't pick up on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's been a bunch of cases in which, in retrospect, I was like, "Oh shit, this sure is into me," or like other people have figured that out, but I can't pick up on that.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
I'm also not necessarily paying attention because.
Right. Well, I mean, your mind's always on your current task. Like you say, well, I've got to do this. Like when you go somewhere, you're going somewhere for something. Like that's how I am. I know exactly what in the world I want. Now, something may distract me here and there, but for the most part, I know what I'm going to get. Even if it's nothing at all, sometimes I'll go just to, well, I'm going to look at this, you know. And I'm like, well, there's nothing I want there. I'm not spending my money on that.
You're
and
not
I'll
observing
go
on anything else, but
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes, that's, but no, I said there's sometimes I'll go in with no specific goal. Like I'm saying, maybe I'm going to go here to browse this. And I browse it and I said, no, there's nothing I want there. You know, so I mean, it's like that.
Yeah, you ask him a question with his headphones on, see how long it
does. Well, no, it's not that bad. I do have a horror.
For what it's worth, moving on, I guess. My parents, no, my parents' household, they never watch TV.
Okay.
Like, they have TV, but they don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey, are you using this? I was like, hey, you have this extra TV we're not using. So I gave it to me. And I have this TV sitting where a TV should be, but it's not even plugged in. Because I've just never.
Right.
Just shit like that. Rich people, from what I know, rich people, I'm not sure about the rich liberals. I feel like rich liberals would shop at Whole Foods, but I know rich conservatives just like buy random shit from Walmart.
No,
there's not.
Yeah.
Like, there's not particularly any rich people stores.
Okay.
There's a lot of like middle class people pretending to be rich, but yeah, I would say. Yeah, there's a lot of ritual things that's like, no, rich people don't do that.
Right.
That's mostly like middle class people pretending to be rich.
Right.
Also, boats and planes. What would it say? If it floats, flies, or fucks, rent, don't buy. That is very true advice.
So you do buy boats and planes and stuff. That is a thing. Wow.
No, so my dad has a thing where it's like we have money and we don't know what to do with it. So my dad keeps trying to spend it. So he spends it on stuff, and it's like, what is this? Like, my dad got a boat, and we had the boat, and we were on it maybe like 10 times, or maybe more. Like,
and this is like a yacht.
And then,
and this is like what you would
say. It's not like a yacht.
Okay.
It's a boat. It's big enough that it had this thing under, it had this area that you could go into and sleep. And that was my favorite thing. Like, I would just go in there and sleep while like my dad drove the boat around. I would just sleep in the boat because for some reason it was really sleep inducing. But yeah, I mean, it took like half an hour to get to the lake. And then it took like another like 15 minutes to deploy the boat. And then what is there to do when you're on the water? You just like drive around. There's nothing to do on the water, right? I have a motorcycle. The motorcycle is a million times better than a boat. Because I actually ride that thing. And it's like, yeah. Motorcycle beats boat.
Wow. What about a plane? Like, I mean, I'm sure people have private planes, like the rich folks.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen that.
Oh, really?
That might be corporation owners and...
Yeah,
I think that might be more of a corporate thing.
Well, you know,
I knew one dude with a helicopter. He had like a one-person helicopter, but I'm not sure how much of that was him being rich and how much of that was him as an engineer. He just wanted a helicopter, and since he's an engineer, he could like build it and maintain it himself.
Now, see, the one thing, because this brings me back to one conspiracy that's been talked about for a long time, and of course, you know, they have. I mean, people have tried to protest at it. They told him, no, get the fuck out of here, we don't want you. Like, it wasn't the same thing as normal people where they protest, but the normal people, the protest, they'll let them do their thing. No, they were like, the cops just went in there, broke their signs, told them, no, get the fuck out, you're gone. Even news crews tried to basically go in to check into this place, and they told them, nope, we have no vacancy, sorry. There's, I mean, they literally told them they cannot have them. But it's the, you've heard about the Bilderberg thing, right? The Bilderberg, okay, the Bilderberg meeting is something that goes on every year where the world elite get together and decide, well, they have on their website a list of topics of things that they talk about. However, there's a lot of people that say, you know, they're probably talking about other things. And the reason why is because nobody is allowed in it, like, except for these certain people. It's a Bilderberg hotel. They stay there for 3 days. They discuss all these topics. No, it's not allowed to be filmed. You can't record it at all. It's a very private, special, elite meeting. They even actually have private jets come down, and the CEOs of these major corporations usually enter from the back of the building. So this is something that they've got plenty of footage. They've seen people walk out. This is not a public event. The public are not allowed to attend it. And of course, it's got a lot of people kind of, you know, tense because
this maybe the level of wealth that isn't what I'm familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen something kind of similar.
Okay.
As an engineer, I have worked on several. We'll just call them high prestige projects.
Sure.
So think military and aerospace.
Right.
And what will happen is we will be discussing a certain topic, right? And this topic will be concerning like this project. Sure. And it'll be a few days, like you said, it looks like 3 days.
Okay.
You can't record shit because obviously it's like military and aerospace. Like right. Most of the stuff we build can be repurposed to make ICBMs and shit. So you can't record shit, and everything's very secretive. And the people in that room, like, I think there are more, pretty much most of the people in that room earn multiple six figures. Like, like you have in a room a bunch of heads, and you just count the heads, and then you figure most of these people are pulling at least six figures.
Oh, yeah.
Some more. And you just count the, like, and then this thing, you just have someone talking for like an hour. And you calculate in your head, how much did that 1 hour cost? You have maybe like 20 people in a room. Each one pulls like, how much an hour? Probably like at least $100 an hour, mm-hmm. right? So in that 1 hour, you just spent like $2,000. Is that math right? 20 bucks times 100 bucks an hour? Yeah. It's like you just spent $2,000 an hour for just one, like just like not even in like an individual person, but just like the number of people watching the person talk and taking notes. Each one of those people gets paid six figures. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've seen. It wasn't nefarious. It was like we were here to discuss a military, or not a military, but you know, just it's an engineering project.
Well, I mean, I say it's kind of the, you know, as maybe Occam's razor to it is probably would be that, yeah, they're discussing things that aren't necessarily nefarious, but are of a, like, a private kind of, they would jeopardize things. Like, they would jeopardize scientific and technological and military, so they really can't.
There isn't even a, it might not even be a jeopardization thing, it might just be a paperwork thing. Like, for example, like, if you, like it's really funny. Like, if you work for the space industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything is super secret. Like, you have to have security clearances, mm-hmm. and then, but also it's space stuff, which means you publicize everything. So mm-hmm. you're not even doing that for like military purposes. It's just because this particular thing has a component that could potentially be used in an ICBM.
Right.
The entire project has this ITAR, the International Trade and Arms Regulation, applied to it, so nobody can say shit about it, even though it's not meant for the military. And this one thing that can be used in an ICBM probably can has like a bunch of different alternatives.
Okay,
that aren't ITAR regulated.
Now you're talking about, for those that may not be familiar with that term ICBM, you're talking about what, a missile?
Yeah, a missile.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like for example, like a missile and a rocket are basically the same thing.
Right. I know that.
Like you know those Falcon 9s that they use mm-hmm. to like send satellites into space.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just an ICBM. It's an ICBM without a nuclear warhead.
Okay. Now most ICBMs have the nuclear warhead, correct?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
An ICBM is a military vehicle. It's a multi-stage rocket that sends shit to space.
Okay.
It can have a scientific payload, or it can have a communications payload, or it can have a military payload.
Okay.
But the actual act of getting something into space is the same.
Hmm.
Right? So, which is why a lot of these science things can be repurposed. Science and industrial things can be repurposed for military.
Hmm.
Which is why we're secretive about it.
I
don't know what it is.
You have to be, because you don't know who's a spy or anything.
So, I'm not necessarily sure if it's, like, nefarious. No, it might be nefarious. I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, it works differently when you're talking about economic stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't
but
know.
But I would say more likely, it's more paperwork and people not wanting to fuck up and lose their security clearance than it is actual, like, this nefarious thing
right
now.
Right.
Like, there's more paperwork and people not wanting to get fired.
Right.
By, like, violating policy.
Yeah. I mean, paperwork pretty much. The world is full
also, conspiracy
paperwork.
Things about. Yeah. Also, rich people are not worried about keeping poor people down.
Right.
Like, rich people are out for themselves. Like my parents, like, for example, like, my dad, he doesn't care about, like, He'll do stuff to like so good example, right? My dad's a business owner, right? So he's got people that work for him, right? Let's say that someone works for him and this person starts off like working minimum wage, but it turns out they're really talented.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Like my dad won't do some like creepy like slimy CEO stuff and continue paying him minimum wage. My dad's gonna be like, oh, I'm promoting you because I don't want to lose you.
Right,
like, so there's no, the rich people aren't trying to keep poor people down. We're also not trying to, like, raise poor people. We're just like, trying to get ahead ourselves. And there's not, like, rich people are not really collaborating with other rich people.
Right.
Not intentionally, anyways.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this has all been very interesting because, you know, we've had, you know, a lot of questions about the rich. And, of course, you're one of the people I know with that background. And actually, I found out recently I was in a Digest server. And there was a guy that said, oh, yeah, I'm a multimillionaire. I made all my money in tech. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, so he said, oh, yeah, I've watched your content. And he said, I really like it. And I don't know how in the world you get money off of it. but yeah, that's really good. I don't care how much money somebody has because, I mean, I just do this for the fun of it. And it's good. I mean, I have people that are poor. I have people that are rich. People in the middle. It doesn't matter. It's supposed to bring everybody together. For the love of the content, you know, to inspire them to pick up the games or the articles we talk about. Everybody's interested in this kind of stuff. You know, the red pill is, it's global. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It still matters. So I'm really glad to see that, you know, you could come in and talk about all this. But let me see if we've got... Okay, we have one guy that has a couple of questions here in the interview chat. We're going to go through them, and, I mean, these are pretty heavy questions, but, hey, they're allowed to ask them, so...
Okay. I still got to go over what Richard will actually do to get ahead.
Okay.
But maybe another time. It looks like I'm running out of time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no problem, because, of course, we'll have you on another time. I mean, if you want to come on next Monday, it's whatever.
Or anytime.
Yeah. Well, we have to do it
from Monday to the next Monday.
Yeah, we got to do it on that.
it works out pretty good, like that.
Okay, now
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, Invader Tax says it was Gavin Newsom, if I recall correctly. Yeah. Maybe a couple of others.
He had him out to eat at a restaurant.
And, okay, Cookie T45 has asked a lot of questions. He said, what about...
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to just basically... This is several different questions, but I think he wants to know the same thing. What about gaining power? Like being so rich you gain power. The thing about living in mansions probably is not to live with normal people or neighbors. And he said, what do you think about...
Oh, yeah.
But he is saying, but what he was asking is, what about gaining power? Like being so rich, you gain power. Is that a thing? Like if you're rich, you just like some people just want to gain power. Is that true?
Maybe just have more options. Yeah. Probably.
All right. Two parts of that question. First part of the question: the whole living in mansions thing. Rich people don't like living in poor communities because poor people do stupid shit.
Yeah, they do.
Like, let's put it this way. I live in a neighborhood, I used to live downtown, right? Mm-hmm. And I got two bikes stolen from me in like a month. I was like, what the fuck? But right now, I'm like, I can leave my bike unlocked, no one's gonna steal it, right? So if you live in a rich neighborhood, you don't get stupid shit happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand that.
That's why we live in rich neighborhoods, because stupid shit doesn't happen. And for better or for worse, the cost of living is basically an idiot filter. At the same time, you don't have to be rich to do that. You can just like live in a good community. For example, when I lived in a van, right, I lived next to some illegal Mexicans, and they were cool people. They didn't commit crimes aside from being illegals, and they were a very close community, and nobody stole shit. Like I could leave my bike unlocked and nobody would steal it. So you don't have to be in a, you don't have to use the money as a filter to filter yourself on a stupid bill. You can also just live in a good community, that isn't like wealthy. Using money to get power, to a certain extent, yes, and that is something that there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can use money to get power, and a whole bunch of like not bribes, and so that's a story that's what I think I'll go over into that next time.
Okay.
But generally speaking, do you use money to get power? Yes and no. I mean, what is money? What is power?
Right.
Like my dad has this thing where we've got more money than we know what to do.
Right.
And so I'm like, why is he working? And I think he likes to work. He likes to run his business.
That's great.
But there's, like, that's my own motivation. Like, I have nothing, I don't work for money. I work to, like, get better at engineering, right?
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to, answer the rest of that question.
Okay. And yeah, we can talk about that one on the next time. So, Cookie T, have that. We're going to have that in the back of our head for the next time, so we can go ahead and talk about the what is money, what is power situation. And then, of course, he asked something again that would probably be better on the next one, which is, well, do you influence politicians to get in, to get ahead? And that's what he asked. If you
let me think about that.
Okay.
Let me think about that. I haven't seen, maybe because I'm not that level of wealthy. I'm trying to think if I've influenced local politicians. No, my parents have not influenced politicians. Have we influenced regulators? I have seen that. I have seen, my private school did something like that.
Okay.
Where the private school, what happened was, we have this crazy curve at our school, so everyone got like high 90s, even if we sucked. And the reason why is because we had this crazy curve, and this crazy curve was like the official curve for the entire, like, we were part of a special program, and if you were part of the special program and in our like part of the world, your grades were curved in this way. And so this was the official curve, so we benefited gratefully from that, but it didn't look like we were like cheating, because this was the official curve for the entire area for that particular special program. But the thing is, who do you think came up with that curve, that official curve? It's like, yeah, we got committee people on that. We were the ones who actually defined that. So I've seen that happen in private school stuff. We did something interesting there. We generally won't fuck with like normal people. It's mostly like that was a thing that only really affected private schools. And made private school students look smarter than we actually were. I've also known people that were on committees that made regulations on engineering, but that wasn't really corruption. It was more like, we need someone to write regulations on best practices on how to design like this military aerospace device. And so who did they do? They got the best guy. And the best guy was like the top of the spiel, like whoop-dee-dee. So it's not really corruption for that. I haven't seen any, like, straight-up, like, bribes to politicians or, like, anything that would be, like, malicious in that way. But that private school thing was kind of a funny thing that we did.
Okay. Well,
maybe I'm not that level of wealthy. Like, any amount of money that you can use to influence politicians, it's better used getting yourself ahead. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming on and just really, you know, speaking the truth about what you know is regarding rich people. And I mean, yeah. It's good to see that, you know, for the most part, they're just normal people that are hardworking and driven. Hardworking and driven more than, I guess, a lot of people. And that's why they're rich. All right. Well, we'll definitely have you on again so we can talk about this whole money, power, and all this, you know, because that's some important points. And, of course, that's why we have, you know, the
how about my degree?
All right. So this will be the Grim Lord and Revy Innovations, and we're going to be out. And don't forget, go to spinningrobotpussy.com to get your waifu a Halloween gift of the spinning robot pussy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Follow Me Eyes, which both are great Halloween gifts. I know you guys are looking at the Halloween costumes and thinking, oh, I want to put this on my waifu and that. And I've already bought a few things. I'm thinking about buying a witch hat and a bunch of other crap that I probably don't need to buy, but I've looked at it. So, yeah.
You need a hat.
Well, yeah, but so far I haven't had any problems with money. All right. At any rate, excuse me, let's get back onto that. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. We'll see you next time on Grim Interviews.
Later.